Here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers, Lisa Pereira.
Trump ignites historic trade war. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Independent, and it pretty much summarises the main story in all of today's papers. In an analysis piece in the Irish Times, Cliff Taylor writes that there's no doubt the sweeping tariffs pose a significant economic threat to this state. The fact that the pharma industry wasn't included in yesterday's tariff announcement isn't much consolation to the Irish Daily Mirror. Separate import taxes are being planned on pharmaceutical drugs, lumber, copper and computer chips, writes the paper. Moving away from the front pages, several papers cover the case of Regan Parathapara Rajan, who's being tried in the Central Criminal Court in Cork for the murder of his wife Deepa in 2023. Yesterday, he told the court he'd cut her throat by accident. He described a struggle in their bedroom involving a knife he'd bought 2 days previously. I took the knife. We had a struggle. The knife was in my hand and falling down, her throat got cut, he said. Mr. Rajan accepted that he told his friend, the 999 call taker and the Gardaí that evening that he'd stabbed his wife, but he denies the charge of murder. A number of papers also cover the inquest into the death of 2-year-old Lauren Boland, who died after choking on a pea at her creche in Wicklow. Dublin District Coroner's Court heard an autopsy report saying a single pea measuring 11 by 5 millimetres found in Lauren's body was sufficient to obstruct the toddler's airways at its narrowest point. The court returned a verdict of death by misadventure, with the coroner calling for a review of dietary guidelines in relation to choking hazards for children. She also called for consideration to be given to the mandatory availability of defibrillators at all childcare facilities. You'll find more details on that story in the Irish Examiner and the Irish Daily Star. There's more coverage in the Irish Times today of mother and baby homes. Decades after last home closed, church reparations seem as far away as ever. That's the headline above an analysis piece by Arthur Beasley. He writes that government efforts to persuade religious groups to pay for redress have run aground, with only one order, the Bon Secours sisters, making any serious offer of cash. After 4 years of talks, he writes, the end point looks rather like the 2021 starting point. The Irish News is amongst the papers this morning reporting on an upcoming inquest into the death of 14-year-old Noah Donoghue. Noah was found dead in a storm drain in North Belfast in June 2020, 6 days after he went missing as he cycled to meet friends. The Royal Courts of Justice heard yesterday that CCTV footage up to a week before the teenager's disappearance was examined, but the next of kin have asked for that review to extend back a further 3 weeks. Finally, in the Irish Daily Mail, a story about Ryanair suing an air traffic control body for £6 million after 1,000 of its flights were delayed or cancelled on the August bank holiday 2023. The disruption happened when an engineer working for the UK National Air Traffic Service tried to log on from home, but the system wouldn't accept his password.
That's Lisa Pereira.